The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
God is getting ready to do something big in the body of Christ. He's going to do something big in your life. Stay tuned as I release this prophetic word on the broadcast. It's Prophet Bobby Hogan. We're so glad you are listening to the broadcast, whether accidentally or on purpose. God orders your steps and He orders your stops. We're going to take you into the sanctuary of Kingdom Living International Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas, where I'm releasing a prophetic word for the new year, a word entitled, God's About to Do Something Big in Your Life. Your faith's getting ready to soar. Whenever faith rises, miracles happen. Let's go into the sanctuary as I'm preaching the Word of God. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God said, I know the plans I have for you. God knows what He's got planned, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Amen. Some time ago, the Word of God came to me. Some of you remember me sharing it with you. And God said to me, I'm setting the stage to do something big for my people. I'm setting the stage to do something big for my people. Now, I don't know what you call big, but I can promise you what God calls big is bigger than what you call big. Come on, it don't even matter how big you think. It don't matter how big you ask. The Bible says, Ephesians 3:20, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. I'm just prophesying right now, and I wish about 25 people would catch this prophetic word. This is going to be a year of exceedingly abundantly and above. Come on, can I have about 25 people catch that prophetic word? It's going to be a year of exceedingly abundantly and above. Amen. See, the problem is too many people today are asking too small. They are asking too small. They are thinking too small. You've got to enlarge your thinking. You've got to enlarge your asking. No matter what you ask, God can do it. Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. I'm so glad I can tell you today, there is nothing too hard for God. There's a song out. Amen. I can't wait till we learn it in this house, in Roger's house. Don't tell me He can't do it. Come on, I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen the dead resurrected. I've seen cripples walk. We've seen a miracle right here. Amen, Sister Cool. Amen. I walked into this house and because of a stroke could not lift her hand above her waist. And we watched her hand go up. And you heard yesterday, last night, how God was still giving her a miracle. I'm telling you, our God is a big God. Our God can do anything. And this is going to be a year. I prophesy. I heard in my spirit, and I've never released this word. I heard it's going to be a house of miracles. Come on, somebody. I said it's going to be a house of miracles. Come on and clap your hands if you believe that. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word God gave me, God said, I'm setting the stage for some big things to happen for my people. Then I had a vision. And I was like in a room like we are right now, but it was like I was at a place where we were in a movie, a theater, a play was going on. After God said, I'm setting the stage for some big things to happen. And I was in this vision, I was in this room, and I was like I was watching a play, but the curtain closed. How many knows just because the curtain closed don't mean it's over? Oh, hallelujah. Some of you, the curtain's closed. It's not over. This is a prophetic word for somebody. It's not over. I was looking and the curtain was closed. And how many knows when the curtain closes, like I said, it's not over. What is happening is they are rearranging the platform, the stage for the second part. Come on, I feel something right now. You can't see what's going on. You can't see what's happening. But behind the curtain, they are rearranging everything for the second part of the play. I'm prophesying today. There's people under the sound. Under the sound of my voice, the curtain's closed. And you can't see God doing anything. You can't see anything happening. But I want you to know, behind the scenes, God's putting everything in order. God's putting everything in place. And when God raises that curtain, hallelujah, you've seen nothing like you're going to see. I feel something in my spirit. God is getting us ready. God is getting ready to move. God is setting the stage for the greatest cheer we ever had. Somebody believe that in the spirit. Jump to your feet and give God a praise that is going to be your greatest cheer. Eyes never seen, ears never heard, neither imagine in your heart what God's got in store for you. Turn around and prophesy to three people. Tell them. Tell three people, it's my greatest cheer. It's going to be my greatest cheer. Tell them, my greatest cheer, my greatest cheer. Come on, tell them with excitement, with excitement, with excitement, with faith. Going to be my greatest cheer. My greatest cheer in ministry. My greatest cheer in my business. The greatest cheer in my finances. The greatest cheer in my health. In fact, I'm hearing a prophetic word. Everything the devil stole last year is coming back this year. Everything the devil stole last year, every dollar, every day, whatever he stole is coming back. And it's coming back double for your trouble. Y'all got to excuse me. I got to shout myself. Somebody give him a 12-second praise. Come on, give him a 12-second praise. Sandomo kandama sanda. Elamasataya. For I will do a new thing, saith the Lord. And it shall spring forth suddenly. But you will know it. It will not be done in a dark place, but it will be done in the light. It will be done for all to see. It will be done in the midst of your friends and the midst of your enemies. And you shall know, and they shall know, that I am your God and that I am working on your behalf. Lift your heads high. Lift your hands into the heavenly realm and rejoice, for I am going to do what I have spoke. I will bring to pass what I have promised. It shall be a year of signs, miracles, and wonders, and you will be a wonder, saith the Lord. Hallelujah! You're going to be a wonder. Woo! Well, if you want me to finish preaching, sitting down. If you want to shout, just stand up. We'll see how it goes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God's working on my behalf. Come on, somebody say, God's working on my behalf. How many knows the last is always better than the first? I'm here to prophesy what you're getting ready to see. I feel faith rising. I feel faith just rising right now. Some of you had a bad year. Some of you, I heard somebody say, I saw on Facebook, somebody said, I'm not so excited that we're going into a new year. I'm just excited we're going out of an old year. Because he said, I went through some stuff. Everybody's on different levels. Some of you had a great year. We had a great year. Teresa and me, Kingdom Living Ministry, in the middle of the pandemic, God blessed us. Amen. In the middle of all the trouble, God kept our church, and God blessed our church. But we've had some battles. Every one of us here has had some kind of battle. Some of you, amen, your battle was more severe than other people's battles. But I want you to know, amen, what God is getting ready to do. Amen. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Last year, this year, this year, I'm prophesying, will not be like last year. If last year was good, this year's going to be gooder. New York, I didn't say that, but I did. Come on. If last year was bad, this year's going to be good. If last year was good, this year's going to be gooder. If last year was gooder, this year's going to be greater. Come on. Faith is in the house. You got to go into this year with expectation. Don't go looking for devils. Go looking for angels. Don't go looking for curses. Go look for blessings this year. Wake up every morning saying goodness and mercy is going to follow me. Wake up every morning saying everything I touch is going to prosper. Wake up in the morning saying blessings are going to overtake me. Come on. You don't have to live only be blessed at Christmas or your birthday. Be blessed every day. Be blessed every day. Be blessed on a holiday. Be blessed on a Sunday. Be blessed on a Monday. Never say blue Monday. There's no blue Mondays in 2022. It's blessed Mondays. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's blessed Tuesdays. It's blessed Wednesdays. It's prosperous Thursdays. It's happy Fridays. It's glorious Saturdays. It's overflow Sundays. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. For the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Release a prophetic word. Agai 2:9, 2 verse 9. Amen. Logos, rhema. Logos, when you read it. Rhema, when I prophesied. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Amen. Logos written. Rhema, when I speak it, becomes a living word. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Again, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered into your heart what God has in store for you. God is setting the stakes. That's why hell has fought some of you so hard in the last season. He knows you're about to go into a new season. Well, I know your faith is soaring. Many of you are beginning to believe this is going to be a year. God's going to do something big. I've got some things I need you to know about, and I'll be right back. Join me, Prophet Bobby Hogan, for Overflow Kingdom Living's Prophetic Conference 2022, March 20th through the 25th. This will be a conference like none other, as people from throughout America will gather together to hear a fresh word from heaven. Joining me in ministry will be such powerful men and women of God as my wife, Prophetess Teresa, Dr. James Payne, Dr. Aretha Wilson, Prophet Benny Baker, Pastor Michelle Mostella, Apostle Corey Powell, Pastor Angela Proach, Bishop David Butler, Pastor David McGrew, Prophetess Jeannie Farrell, and Prophet T.J. Tipton. On Friday night, March 25th at midnight, there will be a special prophetic overflow service. America's greatest prophets and prophetesses will be joining me, and everyone present will receive their own personal prophetic word. The dates, once again, are Sunday, March 20th through Friday, March 25th. For more information, go to our website, bobbyhogan.org, or call 479-755-8888. No registration fee. All seats are free. The location is Kingdom Living Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'll be looking for you in Overflow Kingdom Living Prophetic Conference. This is Prophet Bobby Hogan. I want to invite you to join me each week for Kingdom Living, your prophetic connection. During this time, you'll learn how to be blessed financially, experience major breakthroughs, promotions, and how to prepare to step into a season of divine favor. That's each Monday night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and 5 Pacific. You may join by going to Bobby Hogan Ministry Facebook, Bobby Hogan YouTube, or by calling 319-527-9604. This is your prophetic connection.
We here at Bobby Hogan Ministries believe in the power of prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19 that if any two shall agree or touch anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hundreds are receiving miracles, breakthroughs, and blessings after calling our prayer line. If you are in need of a miracle, breakthrough, or blessing, we have a prayer partner waiting to pray with you and believe with you for what you are in need of. After a one-on-one prayer partner prays with you. Your request will be forwarded on to Prophet Bobby Hogan in his secret place, who will also lift them up before God. The prayer line number is 479-755-8888. Don't wait. Call now to speak to one of our prayer staff. The number, once again, is 479-755-8888.
Let's go right back into the service, where I am releasing this prophetic word on something big is about to happen. A little later in the broadcast, you'll see me ministering to a woman who come into our service in a wheelchair. Second time she had ever been there. Power of God was present. She began to walk, almost began to run. Our office caught her right before I come to the studio. She said, I am walking around. I have no pain. She said, I come with expectation. You know what? God met her and healed her body. In fact, when church was over, I was on the second floor of our facility, and I looked down where you enter our church, and she is walking out of the church pushing her wheelchair. We're going to speak prophetically to you at the end of the broadcast. Stay right where you are, but let's go back into the service in progress. Let heaven hear a sound. Let heaven hear a praise. Oh, oh, blow the shofar, the sound of the shofar. There's many different meanings. This is the sound of victory. Come on, hit those drums. Hit those drums. Blow the horn. Come on, church. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. Come on, we're in the river. Come on, don't jump out of the river. Stay in the river for a minute. Oh, la la la, la la la. See, some of you, as I was saying, amen, in the middle of a dark hour, in the middle of things you went through last year, you still had an excitement. You still had a praise. And some of you couldn't even understand yourself. Why? You could see your kids acting like they're acting. You could see things that was going on, an attack against you. Somebody just shared with me just recently, a wonderful man of God, an attack that they have been through, similar to the attack I went through 30 years ago plus, attack in their mind. But I watched that person, amen, they come to church. They never sat back. They never sat on their seat and not praise God. They're still praising God. See, your spirit knows not where you are only, but your spirit knows where you're going. Your spirit knows what's about to happen. And I'm telling many of you under the sound of my voice, what you have picked up in your spirit that your mind don't know and your eyes can't see and your ears can't hear, you're about to step into a manifestation of what has been picked up in your spirit. There's a river flowing in the house. There's a river flowing in the house. I know this is a crazy instruction. I know this is a crazy instruction. In fact, I hear two instructions. Number one, I was in New York. I was at Pastor Mohammed's church. What a pastor's name, Pastor Mohammed. Well, he had been in another religion and he met Jesus. But he just kept his name, Pastor Mohammed. And it was a midweek service. I was in revival. And one night, I was preaching. And after I preached, I heard the sound of a shofar. And I looked around, and there was no shofar in the house. I kept hearing the sound. Ooh, and there was no shofar. It was a prophetic sound. And I said to the people, I said, I hear a sound of a shofar. We are blessed in this house. to have one of the best shofar players, anointed shofar players. Brother Larry Groves, Pastor Larry, give him a good hand. Many of you don't understand, amen, the power of the sound of a shofar. If you want to understand it, you have to study it. It's a revelation. When the shofar sounds by an anointed priest or prophet or man of God or woman of God, it penetrates the spiritual realm. It paralyzes devils. Come on. People are set free and delivered by the sound of the shofar. But there was no shofar that night. And I'd never done this in all my years of ministry. But I remember I said, I hear a sound of a shofar, but there is no shofars. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, yes, there is shofars in the house. It's called living shofars. I said, every one of you make the sound of a shofar. And as people begin to, and every one of you, I can't blow a shofar. I've tried. I look like a fool. I cannot blow a shofar, but I have inside of me a shofar. Every one of you have a different sound. Ooh, amen. I hear two instructions. I want this house to be full of living shofars for the next 60 seconds. You joining us online, let there be a sound of a shofar. Come on, all over the house. I hear it. I hear it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on, son. Oh, hallelujah. My God. Ooh, ooh. Hallelujah. This lady, are you from Charleston? Okay. I asked that because I saw a visitor's card that was filled out. And you said, I pray that I can walk again. And you said, I know you said from Charleston. So let's move back a little bit. So you can only take three or four steps at a time, right? Okay. I want a man to stand nearby. Everybody point your hands this way. It's a house of miracles. I feel the anointing. Come on, I said it's a house of miracles. My God, I'm a satire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to these legs. I speak to these legs to receive the strength of God, that she can run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. In the name of Yahshua. Amen. Amen. Okay, come on. Step out in Jesus' name. Step us. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody stand behind her, beside her. Wait a minute. That's more than any three steps. That's more than any. My God. Come on, turn around now. Come on, come on. He's behind you. Come on. Come on, come on. A little faster. A little faster. You're doing it in Jesus' name. Come on, give God praise. Get, my God's about to run. My God, somebody praise God. I want you to sit right there. He's propped his priest's chair and soaked under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to give God the anointing on. Bring me the anointing on.
Hey, I'm gonna jump in a river, jump in the
Pastor
river.
Pastor Edna Teresa.
Jump in a river of God.
Anoint your hands, anoint your hands.
Jump in a river, jump in the river.
Get in the circle, jump anoint every woman. Get in the circle. Anoint them, anoint them. Get drunk. Where's our ushers?
Praising the river of God. I'm gonna praise in the river, praise in the river, praise in the river of God. Gonna praise in the river, praise in the river, praise in the river of God. My healing's in the river, healing's in the river, healing the river.
That's all right. How'd I get in a circle full of women? Y'all tricked me on this one. Oh, yeah. Let me go.
Joy's in the river.
Come on.
Joy's in the river.
New life for me. Start to talk. Come on.
Joy in the river. Joy in the river.
answers. Where is my answer? I'm so glad you joined us for Kingdom Living Broadcast. It has been a wonderful broadcast, a sweet anointing of the Holy Ghost. The river is flowing just like it was in the service there at Kingdom Living headquarters. I felt, as the broadcast was being made, to offer anointed cloths for all of you that are sick or have evil spirits. Acts 19, verse 11, 12. From Paul's body was brought handkerchiefs and aprons and placed on the sick, those who had evil spirits, and the sick were healed, evil spirits come out. So many people are sick. So many people are being tormented. And I believe there's a real anointing for the sick to be healed, people to be set free through one of these anointed, blessed cloths. I've wiped the sweat of my brow while preaching, prayed over them in my secret place, and I want to send you one absolutely free. Call the number on the screen, contact our ministry, request however many you desire. We'll send them to you absolutely free. This is a year of exceedingly abundantly above. I want to encourage every one of you that received this prophetic word, and you are believing it's a year of exceedingly abundantly above. A year God's going to do big things. Ephesians 3:20, unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we're able to ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. If you're one of those throughout America or the world that are believing for big things this year, I want you to sow an Ephesians 3, verse 20 seed. A seed for big things. The anointing you sow into is the anointing you reap from. The farmer, the ground the farmer sows into is the ground the farmer reaps from. The same as I said with the anointing. The anointing right now is for big things. Many of you can sow a Ephesians 3:20 seed, sealing this word of $320. Moving in faith. Some of you are not at that level, but you can sow a $130.20 seed. Others of you maybe are not at that level, but you can sow a seed with the number 3 and 20 in it. $13.20, $43.20. You're not buying a miracle. You're not buying a breakthrough. It's impossible. Don't believe these preachers and prophets that tell you you can purchase a miracle or a breakthrough. But you sow a seed and you reap a harvest. Sowing a seed is an act of faith, and God always honors faith. That's just how it works. I didn't make it that way. God made it that way. With faith, all things are possible. This is the year for big things. Believe the prophets, and so shall you prosper. I am your prophet, saying to you, believe, expect big things this year. Sow your seed now for an exceedingly abundantly above. The information is on the screen. God bless you. Pray for us as we're now in Europe. Prayer warriors, I thank you for your prayers. And thank you, partners, for your support. God bless you, Prophet Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.